Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. We'll be joined by Brett Butler, who is a psychic. She's been an actress, an author.
She has that name.
Grace Under Fire. That's where she was.
Okay. All right.
So we'll talk to her in a few moments. In the meantime, we have the rising star of the Republican Party, not Donald Trump, but Carly Fiorina, capturing the imagination and gaining a lot of strength after months and months of going after Mrs. Clinton. She is the former chief of Hewlett-Packard. Never quite sure what happened to her there. I think the board fired her, but yeah. I don't remember why. I think because she was a strong woman and the board of directors is all men and they didn't like her. I think that's what it boiled down to. I see her as being very capable, frankly. Whether she has the same message that Trump does, and it's a good, strong one. So people who don't like Trump's style, but hear her, and that's why, because there's so much attention on getting away from the mainstream in politics. So she's saying in an intellectually acceptable way what Trump is saying that isn't
that
intellectually. What else is it?
Well, you know, I was all caught up in the Trump excitement, too, because I like the non-PC way of handling politicians in D.C.
Yeah.
But she's actually got content.
Yes.
She actually has answers.
Yes.
She actually says, here is how I would handle this. Here is
solutions.
How this is broken,
yep.
And this is the answer to it.
Yep.
And you hear that, and you're like, wow,
yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yep.
Whereas Trump is like, this is broken, they're all morons. This is broken. And they're all idiots. I'm a deal maker. I'll fix it.
Right.
And that's great. That's cool. But, you know, it just needs to go a step further.
Right.
And
that's
she's done
point.
That.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
That's why she's connected.
Yep. Well, she's doing very well, moving up fast, and that's a refreshing thing to get away from the same old politics and politicians. Let's see if she can maintain that. And she's people I hear almost in every speech that she gives, she says, Hillary Clinton says it's time for a woman to be president of the United States.
Yeah,
and Carly agrees
with
that. Yeah. That's one thing I agree with Hillary Clinton on. It's time for a woman to be president of the United States. And you know what? I think she's right. Absolutely right. The story of Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, Swedish prosecutors investigating accusations against him from 2010 of rape, but they did say earlier today they had dropped other assault investigation charges because they'd run out of time to bring charges. That's what's going to happen with him. He's going to stay. He's waiting it out.
Right.
And sooner or later,
and
he'll find
Bill
his way
Cosby
out.
Will retire together on an island.
And that'd be sweet, yeah. Okay. The United States of America, part of the North American Hemisphere. Remember yesterday I sort of put, was it yesterday? I don't know. Earlier this week, we were talking about the Earth and its components and how small it is in a very small galaxy. I'm sorry, in a very small solar system around a very small sun in a relatively small galaxy.
Far, far away.
Well, the idea that the universe is dying has some people all worked up because they don't understand time and space. There are those who say there was a Big Bang, everything started as a result of that, and now because we have so many space telescopes and ground-based telescopes that are looking into and out into the universe, and there is what the investors call the Galaxy and Mass Assembly Gamma Project, which is run by a fellow named Simon Driver. The group uses a lot of different telescopes. They've used the European Space Agency information. There's an observer in an observatory in Chile that they're using to manage. This is just almost beyond beyond comprehension. They're measuring the energy of 200,000 of the galaxies. Now remember, the Earth has a solar system. We're part of a galaxy, the Milky Way. There are more solar systems in this galaxy than anybody's ever been able to count. And yet we're one of the smaller galaxies. You can't count the number of galaxies, but they've been able to identify 200,000 galaxies that are like our Milky Way galaxy or bigger. So they have tried to come up with some sort of precision to figure out what is going on in an assessment way, showing that the energy produced that comes from these galaxies has been cut in half over the past 2.5 billion years. So if things continue the way they have, is the prediction, over the last 2.5 billion years, in the next 20 billion years, the universe will probably implode, go away, and cease to exist. That's what they say. This is coming from a week-long meeting of astronomers in Hawaii.
But doesn't that kind of go against Einstein theory?
That energy doesn't, yeah.
That matter is neither created nor destroyed.
Yeah.
It just goes into another form, same thing with energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that what comprises, what comprises the universe as a sum will always remain. It's just what form it tends to be in.
All right, so let's ask Brett Butler about this in a moment. She's a psychic, and she has a lot of information that I think you'll enjoy.
She has to ask her when it's going to implode.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see if we can get a psychic connection there as we continue on Good Day at 13 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15, see store or staples.com for details.
They've reached the breaking point, fueled by anger over Uber and other ride-booking services' own warnings that their drivers may pose a risk. Critics are calling for a passenger bill of rights that serves as a stopgap until lawmakers officially crack down on the app-based industry's most egregious safety issues. Those warnings are very specific. Uber, for example, notes as part of its online terms of service that its drivers may be potentially unsafe, offensive, harmful to minors, or otherwise objectionable. Their discovery follows numerous reports of ride-booking drivers being arrested for allegedly raping and assaulting passengers. The Bill of Rights includes all ground transportation, not just app-based services like Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar. It was suggested by the nonprofit National Limousine Association, a believer that everyone be held to the same safety standards as part of its Ride Responsibly campaign. Here's three of the eight rights: proof of commercial for hire certifications, functioning seatbelts, and criminal background checks and pre-hire drug testing for drivers. Learn more at RideResponsibly.org.
Hi, Brett Butler joins Roberta and Richie and me here on Good Day. You may remember her from Grace Under Fire. She starred as Grace Kelly. It was a big hit in the first season. She has lived in Georgia since then. So how does a woman who has the background that you do end up being a psychic? Do you feel like you've always been? Do you always have that talent?
No, I'm not in Georgia. I've been in L.A. for 4 years now.
Oh, okay. I thought you went to Georgia after you were done with Grace on the Fire.
You know what? I think I've probably always been intuitive. Psychic is a big scary word, but I guess I should own it. Yeah, probably.
Well, no, I like it.
And my sisters are, too, by the way.
It's a family thing. Being intuitive is something that you must have then, if that's the case, inherited it from one or both of your parents, did you?
I guess so, and my mother's just now really paying attention to it. She said, I always just thought, this is her quote, she said, I always just thought I new things.
Well, I think there are people who deny their feelings along these lines, Brett. Don't you think that there are many people who have some sort of a talent, the old deja vu, I recognize this, but I don't know why, or I know this person, and I can't remember when, all that sort of thing?
And particularly, you know, I just exhort people when they're pragmatic and like boots on the ground, they're the ones I want to really think about it, because there's a lot of people that will go off and run with this, like go buy a turban and a crystal ball right away, you know. So I think everybody has some abilities, and, you know, when you start, it hit me when I was 50, you know, and I really developed it and paid attention to it for a long time.
So how do you use it now?
Well, I really was just doing pretty much drive-bys. I forget I can do it unless spirits come around. And last year I was on Coast to Coast, and someone else with a radio show kind of just said, why don't you do this for money? And I said, I think my abilities would diminish. And then, honestly, I was afraid of exposure. Nothing sounds worse than, like, you know, a sitcom star from another century. Now she's a psychic, great, you know.
Why would you listen to people like, if you feel like you have a real talent, why would you listen to that?
Right. Well, it's because I also see a lot of people that say they can do it, and I just wanted to make sure that, well, like, if I don't get anything for someone, I don't take their money. I'm have to be evidential about it. You're right, by the way. Yeah. I should be as bossy with this as I am with my stand-up or something. And lately, animals were how I found out I could do it.
How so?
And I'm actually doing a pilot for Animal Planet about that, which is just so much fun. I didn't even ask them. These producers asked me about it. My favorite thing is, I say favorite, like, if somebody is, there are, by the way, atheists or agnostic psychiatrists and psychologists who use this new kind of therapy called induced after-death communication. Yeah. Even if they don't believe it, it has therapeutic results for people. So the fact that door is open a little bit, my favorite thing to do with it is for people who are bereaved, actually. You know, if I can give them, and my mom put it this way, she goes, so people give you money and you tell them stuff they already know.
All right. So let me ask you, let me see if I don't want to necessarily put you on the spot, but I'm very intrigued by what you've said about animal communication. I had a dog for almost 15 years who was the closest thing to me that anybody who knew me. I knew there was no being in my life closer to me than this dog. And so when she left, I had been talking to an animal communicator about her for a number of years, somebody that I found that I trusted, who a friend used to talk to and connect with animals. I've been closer to animals in my life than I probably have been human beings. I have a dairy farm. I've been around cows all my life, and there was something about those animals that gave me protection and causal comfort, whatever, as a kid growing up and even as an adult. But this dog was something special. And so when she died, the day she died, a lady came to me through a friend of mine. This was an animal communicator, and gave me all kinds of information about Charlotte that she couldn't possibly have known. Couldn't have possibly had a clue.
That's wonderful.
The things that came to me. So I wonder if that's the sort of thing that you're doing or being asked to do by some, because, again, the suggestion you made a few minutes ago led me to believe that there's a whole new world there.
I'll give you an example, and I still don't know how this happened. But one woman had a dog, and this dog flipped out around particularly minority men.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, and they're filming this, right? So I'm looking at the dog, and the producer said, Brett, it's television. You have to talk to the dog, because I'm used to just thinking, you know, they're thinking I am. And so what I said out loud, I mean, we all know, I think we're moving towards a telepathic society. But anyway, I just sort of, I think I made some jokes, you know, I am funny. It was on TV, you know, it was on television, and I showed the dog a picture of Sean Hannity instead. And anyway, later, 15 minutes later, they took the dog for a walk, and she didn't bark at they had people set up along the road.
All right, I want to hold that thought. I want to follow with you in a moment. Stand by. Brett Bettler continues on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
And change after the hour at the Doug Steffen Good Day program around the country and around the world. Roberta Fasanelli and Richie and I are having a conversation with Brett Butler, whom you may remember from Grace Under Fire. She's still a fixture on television in any number of ways, but has decided to follow a different talent as an intuitive. And so we were talking about animals and connecting with animals, and I was relaying the story of my bulldog Charlotte, who died in April, and what it has meant, not just to me, but how it is that this animal has had, I think really what I'm trying to say, and I'm not sure, I often apologize, and I don't know why I do, because I said to you, you shouldn't apologize for what's going on with you. If people get it, fine. If they don't, you know, go on to find somebody who does get it. I have believed that there are various hierarchies in the animal kingdom, and we are part of it because we're animals. Human beings are animals, as are dogs, as are cats, as are cows, as are horses, as are whatever it is that lives and breathes and takes nourishment, part of the of what we have come to know as various phyla of living organisms. So when we put ourselves ahead of dogs, for example, because we are theoretically, according to some of us, smarter than they are, I revert to some of my friends who are animal communicators, and they know how dogs think. I mean, when my dog passed and this woman came to me and communicated things the dog was telling her, it was astounding, and it really sort of made me think how Charlotte and I were connected over the years, and I understood more how we communicated with each other. Didn't need any words. And I wonder if people are sort of getting that, or you're getting that as you're doing some of this work, Brett.
Yes, and by the way, to have that breed of dog for 15 years is extraordinary.
Yeah, dogs, bulldogs live to be 8, 9, 10, that's it. But it just showed sort of the farm helped her live better, my attention to her attention to me. She lived a wonderful life.
That was your both lucky, but I've never heard of a bulldog get that age. And yeah. I like what you said about kind of leveling all animals. I'm not a vegetarian. And if I were, I'm intermittent, you know, on it. I'm just not. So apparently I've got a disconnect. Apparently I do think I'm more important than some animals. So in a way, I suppose I try to honor the source. When guys are like open their minds to this, it just makes me smile. I just want to thank you for being as open-minded as you are about this, about the possibilities. And I love that you've had something proven to you. This woman that you didn't know came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, she did. She came through another friend of mine, but I never heard her before, and she never talked to me. She called me. It was 11:30 at night. Charlotte died in the afternoon, and she said, "Here's what's going on with Charlotte." So, it was profound.
I spoke with a farmer yesterday who has a pet tortoise, and it escaped. And I know that sounds funny, but tortoises can move rather quickly. Mm-hmm. And he said that he just tried to think, where was it? And he got the tortoise and said, "Where are you?" And the tortoise said, "I'm lost." He said, "Can you hear the dogs barking?" And he said, "Yes." And this was like after the dawn of day. He said, "Go towards the barking dogs."
Mm-hmm.
And at 3:00 in the afternoon, his wife texted him a picture of the tortoise trying to crawl up the dog fence on the other side of the farm. They have like 120 acres.
Amazing. Yeah, that's there. I have a very good friend in Uri Geller. I don't know if you know who Uri is or not.
Sure.
But he helped me when Charlotte was lost when she was young. He told me exactly what was going to happen with her, and bingo, she was there on the spot exactly where he said she would be. So the point here being that you, Brett Butler, by the way, the website to go to is realbrettbutler.com, realbrettbutler.com, and facebook.com/Brett Butler, official, twitter.com at realbrettbutler. The real person here is someone who's sensitive and has a broader view of life and broader experiences than just being an actress. And I think that's we all are multidimensional. But what's happening to our society, I think, and this is what underscores it, is that we are becoming more sensitive. We are looking for more answers that are believable and true than we find in religion. And so what is the old expression from Marx? Religion is the opiate of the people. There are no answers, and regular psychiatrists and psychologists are not getting people answers. So people are going deeper, or they're going different, and they come to people like you because they feel like they can get answers that they can't get anywhere else. Isn't that it?
Yes, I love the idea that more and more people are getting, you know, attuned to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you have to have a unicorn bumper sticker and wear a goddess dress.
No.
There's real practical ways that this serves us.
Yeah, there are a lot of people I've had, for some reason or another, this week a lot of talk about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And where that's going, how that's helping people. I just think people in the political realities of what we're around are showing that people have just had it. We're at a level where we now do not accept just BS answers from people, or we're not going to accept people telling us like sheep what we are supposed to do. There will be people who will follow like sheep, but then there are others who are going to decide, I want to eat this kind of food, I want to go this way in my life, I want to have this as my legacy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're getting help from people like you. So I hope that you continue to have success with this. RealBrettButler.com. I just wanted people to get to know who you were. And you do psychic readings, I know, for people, and they can connect with you that way and find out more. It'd be kind of a nice thing, a heady thing. Hey, I was talking to Grace today. Oh, no, it's really Brett Butler. So thank you for being here and explaining how this all works. 29 and change after the hour on Good Day.
A little right, a little left, but always independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Doug Steffen along with Roberta Fasanelli, and Dr. Joy Brown joins us here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The reality of today being Earth Overshoot Day. Everybody know what Earth Overshoot Day is? Overshoot Day, if you've never heard of it, it's a day when humanity exhausts nature's ability to produce what it is that we need in order for the planet to feed all of the people on it. This is the middle of August, so we still have 4.5 months to go. Where is the food going to come from? It's interesting because the environmental folks call it deficit time. It's not just about food, it's natural resources. We're using natural resources faster than nature can refill them, and that applies to what happens to replenish the earth so that food and foodstuffs can be grown. The oxygen is created by the photosynthetic process and the carbon dioxide being absorbed into the tree, oxygen being created, that sort of thing. All of it is not able because we have too many people on the planet. I don't know when this wake-up call is going to get through to people. Hello. Almost 7 billion people are here. And if you use these numbers and back them up, the planet only can sustain, as far as food, water, air, about 4.5 to 5 billion people. Now, So what are we doing with almost 2 billion more people?
These are the same people that marched to cure cancer, right?
I'm not sure whether they're the same people that marched to cure cancer or not, but it gives you food for thought anyway.
Doesn't it make you wonder, though? I mean, we make such progress in healing people so that nobody dies anymore. Yeah. I mean, obviously people
are
still
people
dying.
Are dying. Our bodies are capable of living to be about 145, the way they're constructed, and who lives to be 145? What we do with them and to them abuses them to the point where we can't make it. But even having said that, Richie, you bring up a good point about, yeah, we're trying to keep all these people.
Saving the world.
Is this an argument for the committees that are supposed to judge? You've heard all of that political stuff. Whether we'll have committees that will decide whether you live or die. Because if you're too expensive to keep alive, okay, we don't
or
think it's worth it.
Or draining the resources of our planet.
Yeah, right. So there's something to be considered there. So do we go running off, screaming into the woods, oh, my God, the sky is falling? So this is a whole psychological thing, Joy. Is it not?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on you guys. You're just pressing the daylights out of me. First of all, I don't know. What does it mean, Doug, to say, okay, this is the day that we can't do this anymore? I mean, tomorrow will be up.
Yeah, sun will be up tomorrow.
So what is it? Sun will be out.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. So, look, do I think that we need... I mean, look, we know that NASA, for the last couple of years, has been looking for another planet for us, okay? That's a little scary.
Better hurry up, because the science this week suggests that scientific group meeting in Hawaii say that in the next 4 to 5 billion years, the universe may implode, go away, nothing anymore.
Yeah, that's like Woody Allen. Well, you know, the next 4 to 5 billion years, you know, I think I can... You know, I still think I'm going to eat ice cream.
Okay,
that's number one.
Me too.
Number two, one of the interesting things...
Rocky road.
Yeah, it's a very rocky road.
Okay, maple walnut.
So one of... Okay, pistachio. That's psychologist.
Sherry,
let me tell you.
Vanilla.
Okay, so here's the deal. So, all right, so we know that the Pentagon, interestingly enough, this is one of the things that fascinates me, has been planning for global warming for about 5 years. So, you know, and it's hard to think of a less liberal institution than the Pentagon. So do I think we're going to run out of everything? You know, I'm one of those people, I admit, I believe in the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny, but still, I mean, we are doing things. We're looking, for example, one of the things that we're talking about this week is, I call it fake food.
On your radio program. Brown has a daily radio program, noon to 3. Find it by going to drjoy.com or listen to it there, as far as that's concerned. Listen to it online.
Sure,
excuse me, go ahead.
That's okay. So the deal is that we're looking for alternative food sources. We're looking for alternative planets, which hopefully is a long-term plan. Uh-huh. But, you know, I really do have the faith that human beings can kind of sort things out. We don't sort things out necessarily ahead of time, but we sort things out. And so do I think that the planet is, the sun's going to come up tomorrow and we're all going to be, yeah. Do I think, for example, I don't know anybody or any place that doesn't recycle these days. Now, is that going to be a long-term solution? No, but it helps. So I think that, look, I really do believe that the world divides very quickly into two groups of people. Those who make lists like me and those who don't. No, that's a joke. Okay, two groups of people. Those who think that no matter what happens, it's all awful and we're all going to die. And those who think, okay, you know, we need to find better solutions. I mean, look, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of no polio in Africa for a year. That's extraordinary.
Somebody celebrated, yeah.
Yeah, and so would people have thought that, first of all, would 70 years ago people think that we'd wipe out polio in our lifetimes? Absolutely not. I mean, polio was a scourge. We have done well in terms of many, many illnesses. But Rich's point is also well taken, that in most what we call first and second world countries, the birth rate has declined. In some countries, it has not, and that's a problem. But almost uniformly, people are living longer, and that is an issue, because it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference if you're 2 years old or 102 years old. You're presumably going to use up about the same amount of oxygen, and you're going to need to eat, and you're going to need to have, you know, you're going to need that to do all, you need water. But we are doing things like finding sources. Example, artificial meat, because a cow, it turns out, takes about 18% of they leave about 18% of the global carbon footprint.
No, that's not true. I'll argue that with you all day long. It's not true.
Cows. Cows are very...
No, it's not. What happens, what isn't being... the business about the gas is one thing, but not the counter to it is what's done in the digestive system of a cow to create microbes that are beneficial to helping offset that. When the cow poops and it lands on the grass or on the land, the microbes go to work in the soil to improve the grasses or
the
whatever
soil,
the foliage is underneath
it. But we're talking about methane.
Yeah, well,
talking about carbon footprint.
I don't want to get stuck.
I'm not arguing that cows are evil. I'm just saying any animal that we eat uses up more resource. They use up resources, and what we're trying to do is invent things that don't use up resources, and that's really my only point.
Death to all cows.
No. But listen, honey, I'm one of those people that I don't even eat meat because I think cows are so cute.
Well, I don't eat meat because the cows are my friends. That's what it is. But plus the fact meat's not really putting
I eat meat because it's delicious.
Yeah, I know.
Me too. With ketchup and bacon.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so there's some new research that suggests, let me move into something else that is, I think, slightly connected to where we are, as a matter of fact. The result of parents' unpredictable work schedules, some children's language and problem-solving skills suffering because the parents of today do not spend time with their children as the parents of yesterday. Now, I'm not a great person to be discussing this because my parents spent no time with me as a kid growing up. I did spend time with my children, and I think maybe it has proven to be beneficial to them. I think they'd tell you that. But I think that what's going on now I look at my daughter, who has a 7.5-month-old son.
Congratulations,
and she's decided,
your grandpa.
Yeah. She's decided that she and her husband and my son will raise the baby. No outside influences, no hired babysitters, no daycare, nothing. And they both have schedules because they're both profs at UCLA, so they can make their schedule work for the most part around their teaching and work schedules. And if they can't, then Megan's brother Brendan, my son, picks up the slack as he can. So they all work on their schedule. And so,
as a psychologist, can I respond to that?
Listen, first of all,
I will never argue that parents being involved in their kids' life is anything but positive, okay? Because it is. I would never argue that family members being involved in raising a child is certainly a positive thing. However, let me point out, as a psychologist, sooner or later, unless you're going to homeschool your kid, which I do not advocate for,
that
sooner or later a kid has to go out into the world of strangers. And as a psychologist, one of the things that I point out is that we know that kids who have some kind of interaction with a stranger...
A
babysitter or someone who's not a family member, who is a good caretaker, but is basically not a family member, doesn't love them, do better, because otherwise they become phobic about strangers, and the world is full of strangers. So
here's how they're countering that. That's a great point. Very good point. And maybe other people that might think the same way as my kids do may not have the resources. An example, my daughter and her husband and the baby went to England for 2.5 weeks, and on the plane, baby slept for 6 hours, an 11-hour ride from L.A. to London, and when he was up and around, he visited with everybody all around him. Even at this age, he was very curious. People around him talked to him.
I get it, but that's a very small baby, so he needs to do, what we're talking about is around two, which is when kids... I just am saying that it is not bad for parents to be away from kids, kids to be away from parents in limited amounts of time, because it shows the kid that a parent can leave and come back. It gets them used to the fact that the world is a relatively benign place, that other people are not going to wish them ill.
You misunderstood, or I didn't present it well. Okay. I'm not saying that the child's going to be devoid of contact, serious contact with other people. It's just going to be that with so many people working now, two parent families, that the kids get shuffled off to daycare. there.
Well, let's not use that. That's not a fair word.
Well,
I think shuffle off. I think that
the responsibility
that we need to make
of
sure
raising a child primarily is the parents. Is it not?
No argument. No argument there. But I'm also suggesting that that in the old days the idea of the nuclear family is peculiarly American.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that two parents should raise children, because in the rest of the world historically and currently it literally takes an extended family. It takes a village.
It takes a village.
Exactly so. Yeah. But it does, and that's healthy for the child. I'm not in any way offsetting the notion that parents being involved in their children's lives is an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody's sake, the marriage sake, the adult's sake, and the children's sake, having other people involved is really important for their development.
Yes. I buy that. I think that what we have, though, are a lot of children that are devoid of the parental connection is absent. I watched Roberta with her two children. The older daughter didn't have the connection to Roberta, and her husband, the younger daughter, did, especially to Roberta, and it's a night and day.
But they're going to be different personality types.
Yeah,
too.
Of course. There's different stuff that enters into it, for sure.
Yeah, I think that parents, and I think most people who have kids, one hopes these days because there's enough birth control around, want to have kids. And I think some people are really naturally really good parents, and some people need to learn that there are different personality types, even with the most well-meaning. And look, sooner or later, everybody's going to call me, no matter what a good parent you are. So don't sweat the small stuff. Just do the best you can. But and I do think that the culprit is not only working families, because that's going to really, that's really going to put a huge responsibility on women staying home. And a lot of women can't afford to stay home. But I think the issue is not how much time you spend with your kid, but what kind of time you spend with your kid as well. Now, to a certain extent, kids would just as soon have 26 hours a day with you, so we need to be a little careful about that argument. But you know, and I know a lot of parents who are there who are talking on their cell phone when they're walking down the street with their kids. That's a mom who's spending all that time with her kid. She's not spending any time with her kid at that moment. She's physically in the same space, but emotionally she's worlds away. That's what we have to be careful about.
All right. Some good food for thought. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Always good to have you and your perspective here.
And my food for thought doesn't leave any carbon footprint whatsoever.
No, none. Dr. Joy's radio program is on every day, 12 until 3 Eastern time. Go to drjoy.com to find out what the scoop is as far as either listening online or listening to the radio station that's closest to you. It's a cool place, and I'm glad she's our friend and can give us information. The word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. 12 before the hour, 48 after. On Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When it comes to daily skincare, many women don't realize there's a difference between good and bad moisture. With high temps and humidity sweeping the country, it's important to consider the effects of both, especially in areas prone to sweating. Dove dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer explains.
Good moisture is essential to keeping your skin looking its best. It comes from your daily topical moisturizers and staying hydrated. Bad moisture refers to surface wetness like sweat that can leave behind salt and enzymes and disrupt the skin barrier. Our underarms are a great example where both are equally important. The skin here needs good moisture to keep it looking soft and smooth, but our underarms also have more sweat glands and hair follicles, so we need to ward off bad moisture that can lead to odor-causing bacteria. I recommend using Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant Deodorant because it provides 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is formulated with moisturizing ingredients for softer, smoother underarms. It will keep you feeling fresh and your skin looking great.
Dr. Ellen Marmer teamed up with Dove to share her expert advice. Learn more at Dove.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now, Tech Talk time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. Joining us is Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor there. If you're thinking about buying an electric car, there may be a twist on that in your future. Where does the electricity come from? Musk. I always call the car Teflon. It's a Tesla. Now, this is a guy that's smart. He's developing all these batteries, but he might be outsmarted by something that Greg's going to talk about with us in a moment here on Good Day.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hence, scrape tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our Love for Color anniversary sale, August 14th through the 17th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, the sweet Doug Steffen, sweet and kind and intriguing Doug Steffen Good Day program. Greg Steffen is here to inform you if you're an electric car enthusiast, and just so everybody knows what a geek Greg is, he drives a Chevy Bolt, all right, and that has gas and electricity in it. That's as far as I'm going with that conversation. So anyway, there's a move afoot to put electric watches on the roads in England so that you can drive a car that gets charged from the road, won't need those batteries that Elon Musk is building, huh?
Well, actually, it's interesting. I started reading about this yesterday, and I knew of it because there's actually some buses in South Korea that are testing this and have been for a few years. But one of the things you have to realize is if you're getting your electricity from the road, it's going to cost more in terms of efficiency. There's going to be loss of power transferring the energy from the road to your car. Mm-hmm. So this doesn't mean that you would do away with other stationary chargers. You would always prefer to charge your car while it's sitting at home or at work or at a shopping mall. But what I think will happen is that this energy source embedded in the road will enable you to keep going when you've used up that more efficient and cheaper energy from another source. So it's just another way of fueling your car. Kind of like, you know, when you're on a road trip, if you buy gas in the middle of nowhere, it costs more than if you buy gas in the middle of a city. So if you're smart, well, you try to get
California.
The cheapest gas.
But
no matter where you are, there's always going to be places where gas is cheaper than other places.
Oh, yeah.
So you plan your route around where you can get the cheapest fuel. I think even with roads that can charge cars, that will probably be the last place you want to charge your car, just because it's going to cost you more to do it
at home.
Yes.
All right. So the story at DougSteffen.com today about retailers moving ahead with the app which takes on Apple Pay. Isn't there Google Pay? And how many of these things are there?
There's many of these things. Apple Pay being the dominant one. Samsung has a payment
system. You use them?
I have never used it. I do not have an iPhone, first of all. I know that my phone will do it. I've just never... It hasn't reached the level of convenience.
My phone will do it.
Your flip phone will not do it.
My flip phone will not do it, and I'm pleased about that.
So this new service is called Currency, and part of the reason many retailers support it is it's going to save them, if it's successful, a ton of money on credit card fees. It actually bypasses the credit card companies. Now, I will tell you, there's all this news about currency, but one of the things you should be mindful of before you use any of these systems is how safe and secure is it? And just as a litmus test, I'm on the Currency website. The company is actually called MCX.com. Mm-hmm. And when you scroll to the bottom of the page, they haven't updated their trademark since 2014. If they can't manage a website, are you sure you want them managing your money?
Now, there is a good question. Very well put, as is our visit every day with Greg. Always lots of great information to help you work through the minds of technology. Greg Steffen, who is the Men's Health Magazine tech editor here.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life.
At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.